Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
It is 6:47. I'm Howard Feldman. A very, very good morning to you. Sorry, 7:47. Joining us on the line from Israel, Rolene Marks, Israeli correspondent. How are you? Chag Sameach to you.
Chag Sameach. Are you dressed up, Howard?
All dressed up and nowhere to go. That's the theme this year.
I can totally relate to that. However, I'm currently dressed as correspondent in pajamas.
Oh, nice theme, nice theme. I've heard artists painting that and calling that something as well, correspondent in pajamas. Very, very nice. Yeah. So, right, lots of stories coming out of Israel. First of all, just tell us what it means this morning. How does Israel look this Purim? What is happening?
I have to tell you, yesterday I was driving to the gym. Oh, this green passport, Todat Chisun thing is so complicated when trying to sign up just to go back to class, Howard.
Yeah, I would imagine.
But it did seem sort of a little normal. You know, we saw there was the annual parade of little Elses and little Batmen all, kind of meandering around, which I found, really heartening, kind of a signal that we are kind of approaching normal. Yesterday, my hard work was interrupted by a car convoy, which was like the Pied Piper of, kids dressed up in costumes because they were all running after this car convoy. It was really, really cute.
Yes.
There is a festive sense in the air. However, we are under curfew, so no gatherings at night until 5 o'clock in the morning. I mean, I don't know anyone who plans on gathering at 5 o'clock in the morning, and apparently the virus only comes out at night. But we are allowed to gather in small groups of no more than 10 at people's homes. I'm off to a Purim Souda a little later, and there's an air of festivity in the air that we are slowly starting to get back to normal.
So that is awesome. That is just absolutely brilliant. And there's a lot of rumor around, and I wonder if it's just because there's so much anxiety around when airports are opening, when they not go, who's going to be allowed in. It's very, very confusing and quite anxiety provoking for people around the world.
I'm sure. Well, first of all, the airport is currently closed until the 6th of March. It is hoped that on the 6th of March, it will start being reopened. At the moment, only 200 Israelis being let in a day, and only, I think it's about 2,000 travelers being allowed in. We had a bit of a controversy earlier this week when Haredim coming in from New York came in on a forged document and they were put on a plane and promptly sent back to where they came from. This is the concern that people might be coming in, bringing in the different variants, etc., etc. Also, a lot of controversy over the last couple of weeks because we had so many Israeli companies due to exhibit at IDEX for the first time in the UAE, and unfortunately they had to rely on partners in the UAE or America to do the exhibiting for them. They weren't allowed out of the country. A very, very controversial decision, considering it would be an absolute historical moment for them. But we're hoping to start opening. Netanyahu saying yesterday he hopes the country will be fully open by April. He wants every Israeli over the age of 16 to be vaccinated so that we have that herd immunity, so we could start opening up, so that we can get that tourism industry growing again. We do have travel corridors with some countries, Cyprus being one, Greece being another, but we are going to start implementing something which some people are finding quite controversial, and that is an electronic tagging bracelet.
Yes, can we talk about that? What colors do they come in?
Well, this is, I mean, I heard the word bracelet, got excited, because, I do love a good accessory, Howard.
Absolutely. Accessorize, I love it, I like it. It's the one thing that's missing, because masks are so limiting, aren't they?
Marks are limiting, and then, you know, they mess with your lipstick game. You know, anyone who wears a lipstick will identify. But now we have travelers who will be electronically tagged as they arrive.
It just sounds worse than this announcement about anal swabbing here in South Africa. But anyway, just tell us about this electronic tagging.
Well, look, far be it for me to butt in on any decisions made in South Africa. But, you know, if that's what it's going to take, Howard, then I'll...
Ooh. Wait, Raleigh, we've just lost you there for a moment. Something went wrong with your connection. We can just hear that you suddenly went a little bit further away. Can you fiddle around there a little bit? No, we seem to have lost Rolene, as she was prepared not to butt in to what was going on here in South Africa. It is 7:52. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your morning mayhem. It's 101.9 Chai FM. We are chatting to Rolene Marks, Israel correspondent. We are talking about the tagging of tourists and of people coming in to Israel. We spoke about it yesterday. Rolene Marks, are you with us?
I'm with you. My microphone came unplugged.
We could kind of hear that that's what happened. All right, so we were talking about this electronic tagging.
Yes, yeah, so it's quite fancy, Howard. It's a lovely little bracelet that's linked to your phone and will allow the authorities to see, you know, where you are and if you are at home or isolating in a state-run coronavirus hotel. And the first bunch of guinea pigs are going to be a group coming from Frankfurt who will arrive on Monday afternoon on an IKEA flight. I mean, we even have all those intimate details. Quite fabulous. So the pilot apparently is going to include about 100 electronic tagging kits they will be fitted with that and they will be able to be monitored where they are quarantining. So we're trying to get as, and it's going to sound like a contradiction, as little invasive as possible.
Yeah, it does sound like a little bit of a contradiction. We're going to tag your every move. We'll know whether you're in the lounge or in the bathroom, but it shouldn't inconvenience you too much. It's just so strange, this world that we are living in. Can we please talk about anti-Semitism on mainstream media in the United States?
This has been a horrific trend that we've seen this week. And in particular, Howard, it's on one network, NBC, starting last Saturday night with the SNL, that's Saturday Night Live, and that really, really ridiculous skit that Israel is only vaccinating the Jewish half of the population, which of course is wrong. You know, we're trying to get everybody vaccinated as much as possible and have vaccinated members of all communities, including our Arab communities. And kol hakavod to Yusuf Haddad. Many of you know him from his activism, making a point of going on and onto Twitter, tagging SNL and saying, you know, I'm an Arab. These are pictures of me being vaccinated. You know, don't come with your nonsense. I could have put another word in there, Howard, but, you know, family-friendly radio.
Exactly. Thank you for not doing it.
And apparently there will be a protest outside the SNL studios tomorrow night against this kind of anti-Semitism, because there have been letters, there have been petitions, but we haven't heard yet from Lorne Michaels, the executive producer, or any of the writers, producers, and the person in question who carried out this skit, Michael Shea. Him having anything to say. Hopefully they will address it on Saturday night. But another hideous phenomenon is a TV show called Nurses, Canadian production, also on the NBC network, with a viewership of about 2 million per episode, and them putting out a particularly despicable a story of an ultra-Orthodox man, a young guy who we assume has some kind of injury and needs some kind of transplant in his leg. I didn't know that was possible. And his father saying, you know, you mustn't have it because it could come from God forbid. And used a word I think is derogatory to describe non-Jewish people, as well as saying it could be, God forbid, an Arab or a woman, which is so profoundly inaccurate, not according to Jewish halakha or laws, and so offensive on so many different levels. However, the producers have apologized. They have pulled the episode and they have blamed it on the historic research or their research department.
Unbelievable. And, but they've pulled it. Do you think there's going to be any further reaction, any real reaction? It's fine to remove it, but what then?
Well, this is it. They have apologized for it, but you know, it beggars the question. We've seen one network with two grossly anti-Semitic and poorly researched slots this week. And it's inflammatory. You know, it's not a case of, you know, we can't take a joke or we're overly sensitive. We know what is happening in the Jewish world today. We know that ultra-Orthodox people are being beaten in the streets of New York. We know that this kind of libel often leads to violence and sometimes even death. And it also begs the question, if it was any other minority community, we would hear a massive outcry. What saddens me is that it's only the Jewish community that are objecting to this.
Yeah. It is really, really very, very frightening. Just, Roland Marks, sorry to interrupt you, but quite a lot of messages around what has been a big announcement here in South Africa with regard to anal swabbing. And Sian says, hi, Howard, Purim Sameach to you. I think that the anal swabs is a great idea on the whole. I'm just a bit worried that we'll get behind schedule if there's a big rush to get them. Yeah, I think that's a fair comment. And Anonymous also says, another Anonymous saying, is the anal swabbing at shuls just not an attempt by the UOS to get people to come to shul more often? We may start even praying five times a day like the Muslim communities. Yeah, I think these are some valid questions, I guess, right?
Well, you know, I just speak behind whatever, make sure that people stay safe.
Absolutely. And so, Rolene, you have been fully Pfizered. What does this mean now? You've got your green passport. You are able to. It's an electronic thing, isn't it?
We do have it on our app. Very fancy. And we do have a certificate. And you know, Howard, I always love receiving some kind of paperwork and certificate to say that you know, I need this kind of reassurance. So, you know, I've been proudly running around to the gym at least three times this week. I'm kidding you not, with my little barcodes to show them that I am fully Pfizered and, you know, please to let me in. It's such a mission because, you know, they haven't gotten that organized with their app, so it's a real balagan. But it does mean that I can go to concerts now, I can go to the gym, I can go to the mall, I can go to the museums. It feels like I have control over my life. I must be very, very honest.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Unfortunately, that is where we have to leave it. Rolene Marks, have a wonderful weekend. A Shabbat Shalom, a Chag Purim, a Sameach, and we will catch you, of course, next week.
Chai FM, your station of choice since 2008.